This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Kevin from Arlington is. Kevin, are you there?
Yep.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kevin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Barney, Pebbles, and Bam Bam were all characters from what famous cartoon?
The Flintstones.
Correct. Which state is known as the Peach State?
Georgia.
Yes. The Tower of Terror is a ride based off of what television series?
From Twilight Zone.
Correct. The Bear actor Jeremy Allen White models for what apparel company?
Pass.
A Seabreeze cocktail contains what kind of alcohol?
Repeat that, please.
A Seabreeze cocktail contains what kind of alcohol? No.
Tequila.
No.
Vodka.
Yes. The Athletics is an MLB team from where?
Pass.
Who played June Carter in the 2005 movie Walk the Line?
Reese Witherspoon.
Correct. Name the chef that is known for his canned spaghetti and meatballs.
Boyardee?
Yes. What president is on the quarter?
What's that? Oh, George Washington.
Yes. What color hat does Yogi Bear typically wear?
Yellow?
No.
Green.
Correct. The Bear actor Jeremy Allen White models for what apparel company?
Nike.
No. Kevin, you got 8 correct.
He's going down.
I think he might be.
That's what's up.
Kev.
Wow. I mean, I'm a little upset he didn't know about Jeremy Allen White.
I know all about that because it dominates my fantasies lately.
Woo! Did you see the new? Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Steve.
We were actually chanting.
What the hell did I just walk in on when you're saying it's dominating my fantasies?
Don't you
worry losing about at Beat Migs?
Yeah.
Okay. They were at the bar low.
They were chanting Kev. And I was just saying Steve.
I appreciate you, Danny.
You're welcome.
Danny.
No.
I'm going to give him the cheat answers.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Barney, Pebbles, and Bam Bam were all characters from what famous cartoon? Correct. Which state is known as the Peach State?
Georgia.
Yes. The Tower of Terror is a ride based off of what television series?
I love that ride. Twilight Zone.
Correct.
The whole setup, everything about it is awesome.
The Bear actor Jeremy Allen White models for what apparel company?
Isn't it Calvin Klein?
Oh, you know it. Mm. A Seabreeze cocktail contains what kind of alcohol?
Now I know what you guys were thinking. Vodka?
Yes. The Athletics is an MLB team from where?
Well, not for long, but isn't it Oakland?
It is. Who played June Carter in the 2005 movie Walk the Line?
Oh, crap. That's a good movie, too. Was it Joaquin Phoenix? That's not June Carter. Reese Witherspoon.
Correct. Name the chef that is known for his canned spaghetti and meatballs.
Chef Boyardee?
Yeah. What president is on the quarter?
Lincoln?
No.
Washington.
Yeah.
George Washington?
Yeah. What color hat does Yogi Bear typically wear?
Green.
Correct.
Oh, my.
Mr. Migs. And with that, you, my friend, get a perfect 10.
Yeah. Yes. Fantasize about that, Taryn Daly.
All I do is win, no matter what. Money on my mind. I can never get enough.
fantasy, but a nightmare. I don't know why you guys doubt him. Thank you.
Yeah.
I will say that was impressive. And, you know, I think Taryn and I are most impressed that you knew that Jeremy Allen White models for Calvin Klein.
I just saw some article about it and it showed him. And I'm like, well, I didn't need to see that.
A whole new campaign was yesterday.
Did you see one where he's got a dog?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say dong. I was like, geez. I didn't look that close.
Taryn. I don't care about looking at dogs or any type of animal when there's a hot man in very tight boxers.
I mean, if it's a hot man with a dog, like, let's go.
He got all jacked for that wrestling movie, The Iron Claw, and he's just riding that ab train as far as he can go now.
It's crazy because I didn't even really think he was just kind of whatever. Like, I used to watch Shameless and he was in that a lot, but
once he took his shirt off and put on some tights.
Really, though, it's very impressive. Google it if you haven't seen it.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent. Godsmack and Hailstorm are coming to town. Tickets are on sale now, and there is a $4 for $99 deal right now.
Oh, is there?
Yes. Head to KISW.com. You can grab those tickets. Use the code word WORK. WORK.
Work it, baby.
Work, work, work. So yesterday we learned that it's very unlikely that Danny's daughter, Lily, is going to grow up to be a rockaholic.
Why is that?
Because she hates Metallica.
I don't know if she hates Metallica. She just had this to say about Metallica's music.
Well, it's dumb.
Wow! It's dumb? How come it's dumb?
Well, I don't know. It's just weird. And I don't know. It's just weird. I don't understand why they would just play, like, music, like, the whole entire time instead of even talking, like, most of it. I don't understand what's with the yelling.
What's with the yelling? So, she sounds like a grandma. What's with the yelling? Why does this guy have to yell?
So, what about our kids, Steve? What about Barrett? What about Tatum?
Are they rockaholics?
Are they going to be rockaholics? We did play them some of Metallica's music, and we are going to get our toddler's reaction to these songs after Fuel. Yesterday, we got some news from Danny that was quite the gut punch.
Yes.
And that is that his daughter, Lily, does not enjoy the music of Metallica.
We've already reached out to CPS, but unfortunately, they don't handle those kind of issues.
She is not a fan of their music, and we have some highlights from that.
This is when he played one of their more recent songs, and she had this to say.
Well, it's dumb.
So then he goes back, and then she also had this to say about James Hetfield singing.
I don't understand what's with the yelling.
And then what you played, Enter Sandman, which is a massive hit. You figure, okay, well, I should be able to win her over with that one. And this was Lily's review on that.
A scale of 1 to 10, what did you think of Metallica?
-0.
Wow. -0. Any other thoughts?
Why does Steve like this band?
Rough. It was real rough. But I mean, at least we did learn about what she learned in school.
How was school today, first off?
Good.
Did you learn anything new?
Sure.
What did you learn?
What my friends had for lunch.
Jeez.
Oh, to be 10 again.
You're going
to
lose your hair, Danny.
I know.
It's happening. And it might not be because of male pattern baldness, but you might just rip it out of your own head.
So based on Lily's review of Metallica, Migs, you had the idea for us to go home and check with our youngsters.
Yeah, let's see if our kids have good taste in music, unlike Lily.
Wow.
So how did it go for you, and what song did you end up playing for your daughter?
There was a moment where Mom wasn't around. I figured, okay, this is the time to do it, because I don't know how Mom would feel if I'm busting out Metallica to a four-year-old. But you know what? They don't have a lot of bad words in some of their songs. So I decided to go with a real soft, easy-listening Metallica song.
Wholesome?
Yeah. Master of Puppets. Master of Puppets. Now, I decided to do it while we were doing arts and crafts.
Oh, yeah.
So we were like making something with a yarn and putting fake leaves on it so it could be like a little dress because she saw Fancy Nancy wearing it.
Oh.
I don't even get me going on Fancy Nancy.
This is inspirational music for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Motivation.
So we listened to the song, and then afterwards I pulled out my phone and I'm like, okay, so what'd you think about the song? And then here's how it went with Tatum.
Okay, Tatum, what are we doing right now? Are we coloring?
Yeah.
Are we making a dress?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why whenever I pull out a phone to record her, she's so talkative, but then all of a sudden she goes into like a whisper voice.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You're making it with some yarn and some paper and you're coloring it. And we just listened to some Metallica. The song was called Master of Puppets. What'd you think of it?
It's good.
Boom.
Oh. Yeah.
It's good.
We got one.
How about that? We got a rockaholic.
It's good.
You thought it was good?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? Did you like it when Daddy was back?
I don't know.
Sounds like a dinosaur. Did you like it when Daddy was banging his head to the part that goes, Master, Master?
Yeah.
Did you want to bang your head too? Do you want to go see Metallica in concert with Daddy on Friday?
No way, Jose. Loud.
They were loud?
Yeah.
No, because they're loud.
Oh, my God.
So she's kind of a rockaholic.
I mean, I think you played her something else. We didn't hear that you played the song for
her.
I even
sang it in that part. You don't have to say that there, Danny.
You played the...
No way, Jose.
I just played the little guitar interlude.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had the same conversation with Barrett after playing him a song.
Okay, what song did you go with?
I chose Sad But True.
I'm your pain while you...
I mean, a classic.
Oh, yeah.
And it almost sounds like he's saying, no, I was going to say, Paw Patrol.
He would have ate it up if I said that.
And his favorite song ever. All right, so we get Barrett's review?
Yes.
All right.
Barrett, what did you think of that song?
It was great.
What was great?
Okay, look at that, Danny.
Wow.
It was great.
Wow.
My daughter thought it was good. And your kid thought it was great.
Great.
What was great about it?
Because it yelled.
Oh, see? Unlike Lily, he likes yelling.
He does, apparently. Well, his mom yells at him all the time, so.
You sound like, he sounds like mommy. Sounds like mommy after a couple of her grape juices.
What did it yell?
I don't know.
You don't remember what he yelled?
No, I don't either.
But you thought it was great?
Yeah.
Is he winding a clock?
He's playing with an excavator in the dirt outside. Shocker. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Okay.
Do you know what that band is called?
No.
Metallica. Can you say Metallica?
Metallica.
And guess what? Mommy and Daddy are going to go see them in a concert on Friday night. You think that would be really good?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
You want to go to Metallica?
Is it at that moment you're like, oh, crap, we only have two tickets?
No, exactly.
Brad? Brad, sorry, you can't go. Our son wants to go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to see if we have any extra tickets for kids.
I don't think they sell kids tickets.
It's like a kid's pit. Can you say rock on?
Rock on.
Can you say, what's up, James Hetfield?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. So we got at least a couple fans.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? No. I give them 5 years, okay? Oh. I can't wait. Let's revisit this question in 5 years.
I don't know what you're talking about, Danny.
And see how much they love it.
Just don't let him grow up to be a country fan, please.
Somebody just said Lily's on her way to becoming a teenage girl. Teenage girls hate everything that their parents put in front of them.
Pretty much.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Metallica, have you seen that video that went viral of this mom at a Metallica concert with her 10-year-old? She loses her 10-year-old at the show.
No.
Only to find her son sitting on stage right next to Lars from Metallica as they are rocking out.
The video's crazy. I think we're sharing it on our Instagram story. So just look for the Daily Migs Instagram and Daily, of course, without an I.
Bizarre story. And we're going to chat with that mom. Her name is Anne. She will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we are counting down the days, nay, the hours.
Yes.
Until Metallica Weekend invades Seattle, Washington.
Couple more days till Friday night, baby.
And it's been so awesome just checking out everything that's been going on with this tour on social media. And we stumbled upon this video that blew our minds. And it's from a lady named Ann Watson, who we have on the phone right now from San Diego. Ann, you and your son attended the Metallica concert recently, and things got a little crazy.
Things got so crazy, you guys.
So as we came across this video, before you explain what happened, I want to play this clip because I think this is like every... I have a four-year-old. Taryn over here also has a four-year-old. Oh. Danny over here has a 10-year-old. I think this might be a parent's worst nightmare is the moment when you can't find your kid. And you can hear it in your voice in this Instagram video. We'll play a little bit of it right here.
Hey, let the mom through.
So you lose your son, Russell, and then where did you find him at the Metallica show?
Like you do, I turned around and he was on stage sitting on the floor tom of Lars Ulrich's drum kit.
Wow. How did he end up on stage with Lars? Not just on stage with the band, but he's sitting on Lars's drum while he's playing The Unforgiven.
The Unforgiven, which is just one of the most iconic songs of all time.
Unreal.
It was unreal. I literally at one point, I mean, you can hear it. This is my normal speaking voice. My voice in that video went up about 500 octaves. I thought I was hallucinating. I was like, this doesn't happen. This doesn't happen. Like, what? But if you know my kid, this happens. Like, this is so Russell. I cannot even tell you. But how it happened to this day, you guys, total mystery. It is a freaking miracle is all I can say. Because I'm a lifelong Metallica fan. Well, I found him when I was 13. I'll be 46 next month, so 33 years.
Right.
And I am obsessed with this band. I love them so much, and I love that my kid loves them probably. He knows more than I do about them. It was absolutely amazing.
So take us back to that moment when your son kind of runs ahead of you, and then you lose track of him as you guys are trying to get closer to the stage. Is that what was going on?
So we were in this amazing area called the Sneak Pit.
Nice.
The best, most wholesome place. I'm not even joking. It is like Metallica Family Central, and it's the best. So we were down there in the pit, and my son comes up to me. I was just sort of standing in the middle, just sort of watching the band, because it's a circular stage. And so you're watching the band kind of go around station to station. There's different drum kits and different microphones. And my kid comes up to me, and it's so funny. He plays guitar. He's a metal guitarist. He's super into guitar. So he's always drawn to the guitarist. But for whatever reason, he's like, Mom, I want to be by the drum kit. And I was like, what? He's like, I want to be by the drum. And I was like, okay. And I kind of sarcastically said, I'm like, go for it, dude. If you want to, like, you know, be my guest. Like, good luck. There's a wall of 50 people in front of us or whatever. And he's like, okay. And he just goes. And I was like, okay. And I saw him working his way through the crowd. There were a couple people, but then I lost him. He was so little compared to everybody else. And for the entire song, of next song, they played the Call of Cthulhu, which is one of the longer instrumental songs. Super epic, but I had lost him completely. I was like, okay. But I didn't panic completely because the circular area we're in, it's closed off by security. So I wasn't like a completely careless mother, but somewhat.
You're like, I'll find him eventually.
Exactly. I was like, worst case scenario, end of the show, I'm going to find him with security. Like, it'll be okay. That was worst case. And I have to say, metal fans in general, like, we're big metalheads and, like, kindest, gentlest, most amazingly caring people on the planet. So I knew he was going to be safe. Like, I knew he would be, but I never knew he'd be this safe.
So how many times have you guys seen Metallica on this tour so far?
On this tour, oh my God, we're so, so blessed. But I actually lost my husband to cancer 3 years ago, who was Russell's dad. And so that's sort of the bittersweet part of our story. And last year, I had bought tickets when they came to LA. I took my son to his first and second Metallica shows. And it was so life transforming that I came home, and I'm not kidding you guys, I sold my late husband's, he had a vintage 1963 Impala. I sold it, and I used the money to buy Snake Pit passes for as many shows as I could get us to for the rest. So we went to, oh my gosh, I can't remember how many last year, but this Chicago and then coming up Seattle, Chicago. I know, I'm so excited. Chicago was Russell's seventh and eighth. And then 9th and 10th will be Seattle. And he's 10 years old, so 10 shows for 10 years. That was my goal.
He has seen Metallica way more times than I have now. That's very impressive.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's so he's a very lucky kid, for sure.
Hey, and if you don't mind, we just want to take a quick break, but we definitely want to hear the perspective from your son and just what was going on in his head when Lars pulled him up on stage, because this is just an incredible story.
Okay.
Let's play some Metallica and then get Russell's perspective. Rockaholics, this morning we have been enjoying our conversation with Ann Watson, whose video went viral from a Metallica show she went to with her son, Russell. He ended up on stage with the band.
What are you feeling that moment then you finally look up on the stage and there's your son sitting on a drum as Lars from Metallica is playing?
I lost it. It was the most, I could cry all over again right now. I was a sobbing, hysterical, joy-filled mess. Like, it was, the dream doesn't even describe it. It was, it's just magical. And to look from that perspective to it, like 80,000 people, but everybody having this shared experience. It's why I love going to shows with my son. We go to a lot of shows, and it's that music, like metal, it's healing. It heals us. And that experience was life-changing. My son has a dream, frankly, like, you know, he's 10, but to be perfectly frank, like, he's been described as a prodigy on guitar. He does, like, he's in a band with some, like, 15, 16, 17-year-olds right now, and he plays very well for a 10-year-old, and he always talks about being on stage. And so to look up at that, it was like, holy, you know what?
What did Russell say after all that was done? Like, how did, like, what was his perspective? Like, how did he end up on the stage? Like, did he tell you anything?
This is the crazy thing. Okay, and I apologize. He wanted to be here, but he's 10, he's in fifth grade, and I keep pulling him out of class to go to concerts. So,
you know what? You're the mom. You can do what you want.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. So he's in class right now. But I asked him that this morning. I was like, what did Lars say to you? Like, how did this even happen? And you guys, this is the crazy thing. To this moment, not a single word was exchanged between them. It was all just looks and smiles and high fives and, like, and what had happened is Russell had worked his way up, and he did, lo and behold, find some friends of ours, like, that are in our Metallica family, as we call it, up by the stage. And these guys lifted him up on their shoulders for Cthulhu, and he was just listening. And Lars walked over at the end of Cthulhu, like, handing out drumsticks like he did. And Russell was reaching, like, kind of hoping, like, please, 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 can I have a drumstick? And in that moment, Lars just, he was like, yeah. He just pulled Russell up. And all I can say, I swear, because I did, and I don't know, this is going to make me sound kooky, I don't care. I had said a little prayer to my husband. Like, I was like, hey, I can't see our kid, but you can. Oh, can you please just keep an eye on him? And I'm telling you, you guys, that's what Russell said. He's like, Mom, it was like it was Dad. Like, he, and because all this stuff, jeez, like the high fives and the funny faces and the, like, I don't know. He was such a, and then he let him, Russell gave him a big hug at the end.
I saw that.
And that, oh, Russell got down, and first he was smiling, and then he just started, oh, it's going to make me crazy, he just started weeping. Like, it's getting me going.
Me too.
Crying.
Yeah, someone's cutting onions in this room right now.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he was just so, it was like, Mom, I was like, how did you do that? How did you, and he's like, I don't know, but I felt Dad. And then he just started crying. Oh, it was amazing.
There's nothing more magical than hearing that story from you after watching it online. Hearing your actual testimony of what went down is so cool. And I mean, for poor Russell, that's the coolest concert moment of his whole life. Like, it can never get better.
No, it's
that.
All downhill from here. Yeah.
Downhill from here.
Well, watch on Seattle on Friday night. He's gonna be doing like the guitar solo for like, you know, Ride.
There
we
go. He'll be shredding the Fade to Black solo. Exactly.
Right. To like Kirk pulls him up. Next thing you know, he's on tour with the band.
So you're gonna be here in Seattle. We're gonna have a radio station area that we're hanging out before the show. You've got to stop by so we can meet you and meet your son Russell. I think we gonna be right outside the venue.
I think.
Yeah, right outside the venue. Look for the KISW tent and come find us, because it'd be so great to meet you guys.
Oh my gosh, we're there, 100%, absolutely. Can't wait to meet you guys.
Well, Ann, thank you so much. What a cool treat to get to talk with you this morning. And please give Russell our best. Thank you. We look forward to meeting you this weekend at Metallica in Seattle.
I can't wait. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you. You rock.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I'm not sure where our little setup is going to be.
But any Rockaholics, if you see a KSW tent, we're going to be hanging out there before the show. As you're walking in, come say hi and hang out with us.
I think like 4 to 5.30 are the approximate hours that we're going to be there. So come find us. It's going
to
be a blast.
We'll get there when we get there, because that's the most metal way to do it. Yeah, probably around 4.30.
By the way, I kind of wish we would have hung on to Anne for a couple more minutes, because she sounds like a smarty pants to me.
Oh.
And I bet she could beat Migs. But since we had to let Ann go, we're looking for a contestant this morning. Steve, your record is 236 wins, 70 losses, and 40 ties in 2024.
Tell the people about my 236th win. How many did I get right?
It was a perfect 10.
Thank you.
It was a perfect 10.
Recognized.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.